fencing wire. Can it really be a fossil?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of our new family magazine called Answers. Ken, I've heard you talk about some intriguing fossils, like a fossil hat and even a fossil ham, but how could there be such a thing as fossil wire?
Well, a young girl in Australia found a circular object weighing 165 pounds on a beach. Now, in closer examination, it was found that this object was actually a roll of fencing wire that had become encased in solid rock. It was a type of sandstone. It was discovered back in the 1920s. Now, this sort of fencing wire was used at a nearby property. Apparently, one wing of a fence on this land ran down to the sea at the spot where the fossilized wire was found. A common practice in those days was to roll old wire into coils and discard it on the beach or into the sea. Well, over the years, sand, shells, and shell grit accumulated around the wire. Then iron oxide compounds from the rusting wire acted to chemically bind this shell grit into solid rock around the wire. Note that all this happened in a few decades, not millions of years. Most people are surprised, you know, at this because they've been indoctrinated to think that rock and fossil formation takes millions of years. Well, the answer's in Genesis. The Earth is actually young.
Does the Bible also indicate that the entire universe is young? That question is answered in one of our free booklets entitled Astronomy and the Bible. It's at AnswersRadio.com.